Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. It's my
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. No, I didn't forget what it was called. Savannah looked at me all crazy. I haven't been here for a while, Savannah. Like, live, you know?
Well, feels good. I know I was gone for 2 weeks. Were you there in those 2 weeks?
No, I was in spirit with you where you were, because where you were looks so much more awesome. On the beach, in the water,
yeah.
Surfing.
Only for part of it, though.
Okay. But, I mean, looking at you, you look like you got a lot of sun, so that's cool. Mm-hmm.
So you've been gone for over a month.
Kind of, doing some replays and, you know, getting ready to get back into the swing of things. Had a little bit of a health challenge a few weeks ago, and that was fun.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that, I'll give you more details along the way, but I just want to thank first responders all around, whether it be firefighters, ambulance, ER people, everybody involved, all the nurses. I mean, it is, what they do is amazing, and I can't thank them enough. A few days ago, I think it was Tuesday night, we had a little bit of fire close to our property. And it actually happened on the neighbor's property, but slowly started coming over. It was like way too close for comfort. But, you know, ran home, got the backhoe out, started clearing brush and that kind of thing. So it's really important to make sure that you have all your brush cleared before this.
That's scary.
I know. It was a little bit too close for comfort. So everything's fine. Everybody, nobody was hurt, but, and I don't really know all the details about how that happened, but, anyway, it all worked out. So thank you, firefighters, for getting out there and doing your thing. I mean, we heard like the chainsaws and stuff going all night, so it's kind of crazy.
Last summer specifically, just where I was living, more than once I woke up to smoke in the canyon area, and I would look outside and there'd be fire, and I'm like, oh, my God,
how
my
did that happen? Yeah. And, you know, some fires can start spontaneously. If there's glass, it's not a myth. If there's glass out there or different things that can reflect, you know, the sun, and it's just sitting there for, you know, a long time with some dead leaves and the manzanita, oh, my gosh, that manzanita burns real hot, so you got to make sure. You know, you clear your brush around your house. You have emergency or safety type water hoses and sprinkler systems out there. You know, just do it. It's really good. Did you have that at your canyon area?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure why it started, but I live in an apartment, so there wasn't really brush for me to clean up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it was right back there. I woke up and it was smoking in our apartment and everything. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Smoke isn't good.
I was like, should we be evacuating?
Yeah. And after 2008, you weren't here yet, Savannah, but we had some big fires back behind Iron Mountain area near Whiskey Town. And it was cray cray. It lasted for several days. A lot of homes were evacuated. And after that, I know that I've had a little bit of sensitivity to smoke, any smoke. Mm-hmm. And so when I smell cigarette smoke or even barbecue, I have to, I don't know, get away from it a little bit, just because
that's sad. Barbecue.
It still smells good to me, but it's just like the smoke part isn't all that good. So anyway, this is part of being positively healthy, guys. Be out there, be ready, be prepared, have water prepared, have safety food, safety clothing, a bag that you can just grab and go, and just any little thing that you can think of. We've got 1 minute left. I do have a caller calling in in a few minutes, probably after the break, in NorCal Carpet Broker. They are having their grand opening today from 11 to 4. We're going to speak to the owners of this new small business in town. I really want to congratulate them. It is a family-owned business, father and son, and they're going to give us some details soon. We're going to have a lot of fun on Positively Healthy today. I believe Carl Bott is going to the energy fair, and he might come back and give us a report about what's going on at the 2014 energy fair. So come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Totally gonna do it my way. Totally. All the time, every time, people. All the time, every time. You hear that out there? Savannah's laughing at me. So the way I'm doing it my way this time is totally off the cuff. And I love it. It's exciting. It gives you a little adrenaline boost for the day. I decided to give someone a voice today. No, just joking, Kurt. She has a great voice with you all the time on the Kurt Largent Show. But Ruth Angel is with us today. She started talking about something very cool that I actually like to talk about every now and then. It's the millennial conversation versus the, I guess for you, you were talking about baby boomers, right? In comparison, Ruth?
Well, thank you for having me on mm-hmm. your show. And it's really nice to be able to talk about this because I'm so fascinated by the millennial generation and that they are the next power and in the world, that they are the up-and-comers and the thinkers. And so I'm always fascinated when I read those type of articles. So thank you for having me on because I'll talk about it next week on our show because it has real estate impacts. But I just am a baby boomer. So as we start to decline and as we get older, we actually have to trust and take a leap of faith that the millennial generation is going to be doing all the right things and that they're hearing all the right things. And luckily with our radio shows, we get to share our thoughts and empower these kids with our thoughts.
Sure. And plant those seeds,
yeah,
baby.
Plant the seeds so that, you know, that they're going to be taking care of us when we're in our 80s.
Hear that, Savannah? No, I'm just joking. Wait, are you a Gen Y or are you millennial?
Well,
millennial is basically Gen Z.
80s.
I was born in 89.
So you might be a Y.
Barely.
You're a Y. Which, if you're on the cusp like that, that's good for you. I've heard some great things about the millennials, Ruth. I mean, they are very family oriented. They do not want to sit in a cubicle and work in, you know, around three walls. They want to be innovators. They want to get out there. They want to own their own businesses. These are planting the seeds. You hear me?
Well, you're absolutely right in that, you know, it was a little scary at first because a lot of the millennial generation were staying at home. Yeah. And because they realized that they
Millennials
had,
were staying home?
Yeah,
oh.
Because they had a good thing. You know, they had they were leaving their homes later, going to college, staying at home. Cooking the dinner. You know, so they're a pretty smart breed. But they, you know, in the segment that I did get to talk about where cars are not important to the millennial generation, and Kurt doesn't agree with that because cars were always the first thing that you wanted to get. You were 16 years old, but he has to realize that the millennial generation is impacted differently than we were when we were kids. You know, I my son is into fast cars and all that kind of stuff, and he continues to be into cars. But
I think you guys agree more than you think you do. Really, I think his perspective was just about, you know, money and comparing being in urban versus, you know, cities and that kind of thing.
That's
So in cities, really, they have buses, they have whatever sort of transportation they have that's alternative, right?
Right. Well, when you think about it, in the Bay Area, now I grew up in Pleasanton, Livermore area. Mm-hmm. When we were kids, we didn't have the ability to jump on BART.
Sure.
And when in San Leandro, where my dad had a business in Oakland and then he transferred. And he moved out, and we moved into the rural area because he wanted us to kind of be out of the city. And then BART came along. Mm-hmm. And then buses, they created those paths to get to BART. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the infrastructure is now in place for these kids not to drive a car. And you look at the millennial generation who are getting student loans. You look at them who they have. If they get a car, they've got to pay for the car. They've got to get insurance. They've got to manage tickets if they get tickets.
Oh, that's a hilarious one
tickets. They become in charge of all their millennial friends riding with them and not contributing to that effort.
Yeah.
So it is pretty interesting.
Yeah, so hopefully one is the strong cusp millennial that can help all their millennial friends still suck on the teat.
Well, I don't know that they are so dependent on
that?
Family and that sort of thing, but I get the sense that they're smarter and they're much more
conniving.
Eddie Haskell.
Totally. So Ruth, just to take a break on this topic for a moment, we do have a caller on the line, and you know, just like you guys, how much I like to support new and small businesses in town, right?
Right.
I know you guys do, too. A friend of mine is on the line. Brian Nickens, are you there?
Right now. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Brian. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Positively Healthy. This is a big day for a NorCal carpet broker, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's going on today?
We opened our store here 3 weeks ago, but today we're having our official grand opening. And starting at 11, from 11 till 4, we're barbecuing bratwursts and just saying hi to the public. And we've got a lot of friends coming out. And, yeah, we're just kind of celebrating the opening of our new store.
That's awesome. Bratwurst is reason enough, right, Ruth?
Bratwurst.
That's right. Oh, these are nice, too. They're big. That one from Kent's Pete just right down the road.
Oh, another great business in town. So, Brian, so now, okay, because I totally love your family already. I've known you guys for a few years. What was the idea, you and your son? This is a family business. I think that's amazing. Why did you guys decide to do this?
Me and Austin, my son, we decided to go into business together again. Mainly because we work so well together, for one thing. And we just love the whole idea of family-run business and the downtown corner shop. And I email that I put out to a bunch of my friends last night, I kind of explained it this way. I'm an incurable entrepreneur.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
And I just love businesses, and I love being in the middle of the downtown areas and just having a positive place where people can do business. So I love the whole idea of a storefront.
So where is your storefront?
Our store is in the downtown Anderson redevelopment area. We're on the corner of North Street and just sort of a half a block east of the railroad track on 273.
That's a great place to be, especially
yeah.
you get some benefit from the city for having opened a business there. And then, you know, we always talk about buying local. The folks in Anderson, they don't have to come up to Redding. And you have that as a resource. And as a real estate agent, we want folks to, you know, well, personally, I have a couple rentals too. So we, you know, you interact with agents and we, you know, have our clients, we refer clients to for carpet and that sort of thing. So that's an awesome business to have.
Brian, you're talking to Ruth Angel.
Hi, Ruth.
Yeah, that's who that was. And so what is your address? Where can we send people because that are listening right now to the show?
It's 2035 North Street in Anderson.
Okay.
Great. My son used to be a rep from Mohawk.
I can see the 5 freeway. So I'd say we're 4 short blocks west of Interstate 5 on North Street.
Okay, so I know you guys are called NorCal Carpet Broker, but I'm sure, I think I saw linoleum or something else than carpet?
Yeah. Our mainstay would be carpet.
We
stock a lot of rolls and remnants, but we also, we have pallets of laminate. In fact, we just purchased a whole bunch of laminate from Shaw Flooring. And they were just excess overstock goods, which is, by the way, kind of our forte in our store. We principally broker in overstock and excess goods from the mill. We buy cheap, we sell cheap, but our products are really nice quality. But we have a bunch of laminate that we're selling at 99 cents a square foot.
Wow.
That typically would be in that $229, $249 per square foot price range.
Is that just here for a short time during your grand opening month, or is that all the time?
Well, it's until these 8 pallets run out.
Okay.
So as a broker, does the public gets to benefit by you being a broker as opposed to having carpet being sold retail, right?
Yeah. We really, I've been in the flooring industry for 35 years, and this is my 5th store. And one in Anaheim, California, one in Twin Falls, Idaho. Both of those stores, by the way, are still up and running and very successful, and they have great, I'm personal friends with the new owners. When I moved on, they stepped in and took over these shops, and they're both doing really well. But each store has a little different twist to it. This one is a brokerage store, which means basically we try to anticipate what the buying public here would need and appreciate, and we stock according to that.
What are the trends in flooring right now?
Oh gosh, it's changing rapidly.
Not shag anymore, huh?
Yeah, luxury vinyl tile is really moving in and starting to even take over the laminate business. You know, a lot of laminate's been a real craze over probably the last 10 years. But there's been some problems with laminate, especially on the lower end products, where the ends tend to crowd and pinch one another. Now there's a product called luxury vinyl tile, which looks more like wood than
laminate.
Yeah,
I saw that. I actually saw that, and I thought it was a wood product, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great for commercial use, it's great for your home, and it is indestructible. In fact, we're going to put in a few weeks, we're going to be putting luxury vinyl tile in our warehouse showroom in the area that we drive our forklift on. That's how confident we are
on
the durability of
this
product.
Yeah, I actually saw it in a home, and I was stunned because they said it was not wood. And I was stunned by it because it looks so fabulous.
Yeah, it's a great product. And it's just really starting to take off. And the technology in the luxury vinyl tile is changing daily as they keep improving the products and getting the embossing right. And I really think it's the future for hard surface.
Yeah, I'm with
myself.
You. Even in commercial businesses.
So are you guys all product or are there some services as well? Do you guys have connections for installing or?
Yeah, we have in-house installation service and then also We have relationship with some of the local flooring contractors for larger jobs, and so we're all service.
Nice.
And we do have a sample showroom too, so people can custom order carpet. In fact, one of the lines we carry is a brand called Tuftex, and they're a California-based mill. And they have a great look. They're a little on the expensive side, but they're just a great looking. They have a great sense of style in the products they put out. And so we are also a Tuftex dealer for your listeners out there that know the brand.
Brian, I have a question for you because we have a lot of folks on our Facebook, so we have over 1,000, and I really do like to promote local businesses. Do you have a Facebook account, and what is it? Where can people go? And if you could ask us to be a friend, I'm happy to share share your website or your Facebook on our page so that people know that you're there and you're available to them.
Okay. Well, we do have a Facebook page. It's called NorCal Carpet Broker. And that's one, NorCal is one word. In fact, our web developer just emailed me this morning and told me to make sure on all your posts, NorCal is one word. And then we also have a website that's NorCalCarpetBroker.com.
Great, great. And so if you want a friend to us, it's Kurt Largent-Team. And we'll be happy to share your website on our page so that folks know you're available. We do have a lot of folks who buy carpet and buy laminates. And to see that product, I'm telling you, I've been in a lot of homes, some rickety floors that's laminate wood where, you know, I just walk in, I go, ugh. You know, I just, yeah, it's not good, and it looks and it sounds bad, and to see
right.
that this product is available, it's affordable, and to see how fabulous it looks in a home. It looks like wood, and that you paid thousands of dollars for a floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is an amazing product, and I think that we're going to be seeing a lot more of it here in the near future at a lot of different price points, too.
That's awesome, Brian. Well, I just want to give everyone your address again. That is 2035 North Street in Anderson, California. And again, the website is NorCalCarpetBroker.com. You can also find them on Facebook at one word, NorCal Carpet Broker. And I'm there right now. That's how I'm giving you all the info. But today is their grand opening, and it starts at 11, goes till about 4. There's going to be some awesome bratwurst. And I'm going to stop by. I know all your kids are going to be there, your grandkids, I'm sure. Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
Hope to see you there. I think you're listening. And Austin, I'll get to say hi to you guys and give hugs. And I'm so proud of you guys for doing this. I want to support you all the way and maybe have a bite of some bratwurst. So.
Oh, that would be great. Hey, Maria. You're awesome.
No, you are.
We officially adopt you as family.
Hey, I'm a Pisces, so that means I get to be in your family because I think everyone in your family is born in March. So
that's right, yeah. And we do love water.
All right, guys. Well, please, let's have you back on the show and tell us how it all went. And thanks again for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Aww. Very cool. I'll tell you what. Carpet or flooring is one of the cheapest ways to update your house if you're getting ready to sell it. So if we walk into a house, you can smell the carpet's old, you look at the carpet,
yeah.
It's old, and if you have the means to go in there for a few thousand dollars,
mm-hmm.
change that carpet, it can bring rewards to you in ways that you never know when people walk in.
Now, I know we only have probably like 30 seconds left, but can we just talk about that a little bit more? Then
sure.
We'll get back to millennial.
Sure.
But what about for commercial? Because I want to talk about that probably on our way back from the commercial. From the commercial, we'll talk
from
about
commercial.
This is the Positively Healthy Show. I am so grateful to have Ruth Angel with me, giving her a voice to talk about her millennial topic today. And this is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Come on back.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Yeehaw! Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, July 12th.
Why?
Because it's our fourth annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch. And it's going to be a hot time in the old mining town all day long. That's why. We're starting with a miner's breakfast just after sunrise. And at 10:30, the best rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see.
We even got ourselves a real stagecoach to ride in.
That's right. You can ride up and down Main Street and see all the Old West stuff and stop and pan for some gold if you want.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There's going to be more food and entertainment that you can shake a stick at. Plus, don't miss the Law Dogs, their high noon Old West shootout show right in the middle of Main Street.
I hear tell the French Gulch Hotel will be serving chicken and ribs from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music entertaining you and dancing till nightfall.
Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, July 12th.
For information, you can dial 227-2369.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas sitting here with Ruth Angel. Did you like that song?
I did.
Saw you bopping your head, girl.
Hurts got me to where I'm looking at this new stuff going, you know, this stuff's not that bad. You know, it's not like 50s or 60s, but.
You're so cute. You're so cute, because what we were just listening to isn't totally new, but maybe new for you. So,
okay. You're shaking.
What do you listen to, Ruth?
I listen to a variety of music, but mostly on CD.
CD.
Yeah. I have
very cute.
I love Billy Idol, so that tells you how old I am, right?
So, again, we were just talking to Brian Nickens, co-owner with Austin Nickens, NorCal carpet broker, and on the way out, we were talking to you about what about commercial businesses, right? So, what people we were talking about on the commercial, people want to have all their senses turned on when they walk into a business and it feels homey to them.
You're right. And I think that when I've shown properties, lease properties, and I have clients, and knowing a lot of these people and the homes that they live in, when they go out to look for a property to lease, well, you have to have the vision because you have your own framework in mind and what you want that office to look like. Mm-hmm. You still want to see, there are still things that they want to see that kind of bring them to home. They want to see neutral colors.
Okay.
They want to see upgrades in a building. Like crown molding is always a plus. Baseboards are always a plus.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely don't want to walk into a building, let's just say if you're renting a couple thousand square feet, you don't want to walk into a building that's got blue shag carpet.
Oh, the blue stuff, I'm getting really, it's not even shag, but it's that real thin, everybody has it in this town.
It wears it really well.
It does.
Hundreds of years.
But it's uggers, people.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, landlords don't really want to put a lot of money into
their businesses. No, and I get that. It's up to us to sort of make it feel homey. I mean, that's like I was telling you, that's why I have all the candles going and just to kind of give it some warmth. And we actually... just this week, one of my staff is having a really hard time with the fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, see, I'm not a fan of
Not a fan either.
It gives me migraines. I'm one of those.
Yes, so she's like, we actually started turning the lights off and opening the doors and all the windows, and it brought, you know, natural light in, which is awesome, but it still was too dark. You know what I'm saying?
Bring in table lamps.
Yes, or floor. Yeah. So, but I've got the candles going to give it the warmth and, you know, some good water sounds, you know, when we can.
Yeah, it's just more peaceful. But when someone goes in to lease a business, and I can tell you just from experience, Kurt has had a couple of buildings of his own that he leased, and he keeps them very neutral, makes them look very nice, keeps the, it's either tile or very neutral carpet, and it is kind of that textured carpet. It's not the typical indoor-outdoor carpeting that you see, but it's very high class, and it gives you a different sense when you walk into a building like that. I can tell you from my perspective, if I walk into a dentist's office and I'm smelling things...
You're smelling dentist?
I'm smelling dentist. I'm seeing horrible-looking carpet. I'm not seeing a great care in the building that I'm walking into. I'm walking out. And I'm really kind of funny like that.
That scares me, Ruth. Maybe you should wait till I do some things before you come to my office. But I think it used to be a dentist office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it had... I remember someone came in one time and said, hey, this used to be a dentist's office, didn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so weird that I would bring that up.
But anyways, let's go back to the millennial. Neither of them are millennial, but I really love that family-oriented, business coming together, mm-hmm. father-son. I love right. the theme of that. And just, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more of that with millennials and family.
Well, I think with the job futures mm-hmm. for a lot of millennials are not really hitting those highs that they really want to hide. They've got a lot of student loans so that when they so that they have to look for other options. And they're very strategic. And if they can do something with their parents and create a business, a family business, I think that is just awesome in the way to go because mm-hmm. you have built in love and wanting to work. And the millennials aren't like maybe our generation in that we wanted to branch out on our own.
Yes.
We wanted our ideas to be heard.
I would definitely say Gen X because I'm more Gen X. We were like that as well. Mm-hmm. After all, I am a daughter of a baby boomer,
right.
just on the very end of it, or front of it. My dad is going to be 69 this year.
Yeah, so he's at that cusp.
Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So... Anyway, so we were kind of like that too. Get out, get on our own. I mean, I still have that, you know, entrepreneurial drive.
Definitely.
My dad always owned businesses growing up. So, you know, I still have that in me, but I'm really happy to start seeing that more innovative.
They want to do it on their own, but they want to do it in a different way. They want to be smarter about it.
Well,
they're open to learning about
their communication is completely going to be different because of
they're
social
willing
media.
To learn about the mistakes. They don't want to tread on that territory and not willing to overlook it. Whereas we were like bombs. We went into our business, we paved our own road, took our lumps, and we still move forward. Mm-hmm. And the Generation Xers are more well. You know, I don't care that you did that. I don't. You know, I'm not going to make those mistakes, and they did.
Yeah.
And then you got the millennials that are saying, "Okay, now I'm going to listen to these people because they're.
I don't want to reinvent a wheel.
I don't want to reinvent the wheel. And one of the when we talk about the millennials impacting the future, the cable, and this is kind of a trend that you have to kind of think about. Cable mm-hmm. is going to be out streaming and.
Oh, I don't have cable. Right now?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, Netflix is it, baby.
In fact, that's what it says. Google, Netflix, YouTube. Those are the things that the millennial generation and obviously Generation X are looking at.
Yeah.
Yet those of us, and Carl, we'll include you into the baby boomer because I'm sure...
Man, we have it all here today.
I'm sure that you have traditional TV as a big part of your life, right?
Well, yeah, but we also have Netflix.
Yeah.
My problem is I can't figure how to get it onto my smart TV.
I
mean, it's only because I haven't set that.
You need to get a Gen Y there or a Gen Z there.
No, my 11-year-old granddaughter could probably do it. But no, I just need to take the time. But because of Netflix, you have Netflix, and we do a lot of DVRing. We don't watch a lot of shows live just because of our lifestyle.
Yeah, likewise.
And so it's DVR'd. You go back and
cut out the commercials.
You can just skip
through all
of that. And you can watch a baseball game if you choose to do it. a 3.5 hour baseball game in an hour.
I know. Exactly. Hey, the problem with Netflix is though is it's like it keeps going and going and going. We get sucked into these like seasons and episodes.
Oh, we did
it's
Orange is the New Black. Oh my gosh,
24. We watched an entire season, or you'll get a season and. Yeah, you're right. You end up watching 12 hours or something.
House of Cards. House of Cards.
Yeah, we got something, and we just watched it and watched it and watched. Oh, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, that
I haven't started
it
that
took
yet.
Us 2 weeks.
You get so addicted. So addicted that it's the first thing you turn on, and you're watching it through. Hours. We would sit there for hours because we couldn't get enough of watching it.
Because we'd say, well, what's going to happen next? It's really silly because it's just a stupid TV show.
I know.
Breaking Bad is about a chemistry professor who's trapped, and you can just see it in his face. And he ends up starts cooking meth. He becomes a cold, heartless, calculating killer and bad guy. But at the end... he kind of comes back, to a more of a higher ground kind of guy, but you can't forget what he was doing and where he made his money. Yeah.
Back to the baby boomer. So we went to go visit Tim's grandfather in Arizona. He's like 87, something like that. Heard that we didn't have cable and said, "Oh no, you know we only do Netflix." What?
What?
How do you get the news and the weather was the question he said.
Exactly.
And then we said, guess what we told him, Carl? We have radio. We have radio and we have...
smartphones.
Yes, smartphones and internet.
And apps.
And our app on our... the weather app.
In fact, we don't even think about the weather in terms of turning on a channel anymore. First thing you go to is see, what's it like? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Good.
I can go all over the world on my app. Yeah. Are you kidding? So, yeah. Carl, you just got back from...
the Energy Fair.
Speaking of...
it is...
weather.
It's warm out there. But the Energy Fair, after realizing it was how hot it is, they're going from 8:30 to 12:30 today, so you still have like 2 hours. They have got everything out there. It's worth it. I mean, it's worth it to go down and take a look. You can get a ride, too, in those bucket things.
Those bucket trucks.
Them. Oh, they go straight up and down. Everybody, people are lined up for that. You get a free breakfast sandwich. You get free ice. But what they also have is all the solar power guys are there and the heating and cooling guys.
The solar shade thing.
And you see this one thing, REU, $10,000 worth of rebates. So it's worth going down.
Very
there. A lot
informational
of
education.
Oh, yeah. And it's fun. I mean, for the kids, they can get their faces painted, and they've got different games going on. Oh, they have S.J. Denham, I saw, was down there showing, you know, cars that great gas mileage or hybrids
and
this. So with the whole idea being behind it, and of course the water people are there too, is how to conserve energy, because we're going to get killed here, or not literally, but we're going to get clobbered these coming years because they're taking away the coal. We're having to do 20% of all of our power has to come from renewable assets, and none of those are really around yet. So it's just, and cap and trade hits next year. So all these things are going, and they're offering things like going to your house and doing a free energy inspection to show how you can save money. So we're going to have them come out, do an inspection, and bring them on the show and talk about it.
And then I heard on your show, it's not just REU. There are other departments there, right?
You know, the water department is there, wastewater, the airport's there.
Really?
So that because they are still trying to get us that second airline.
Oh, great.
In here. Uh-huh. How can you help with that? You know, those kind of things. It's families and everybody's down there. So it's a good chance. Going down and just see all the great things, because you can get money back and save yourself money in the long run, but pay for it with these rebates.
Well, how big is the rebate on the solar shades?
I'm not sure how big that is. And I didn't ask them, but there is rebate money for that. And by the way, those shades can go from 10% to 90%. Of for UAV blocking. So if you say, well, it's going to be a little bit dark, you can dial it down
It's hard to figure out, because I have the darkest, but I don't turn on my air conditioner either.
What?
So, no, I don't. And I live. I have east west
trees.
I don't have any real big windows in direct sun, but I don't really turn on my air conditioning. I don't like it on, for one thing. So the cooler the house is, the better.
Okay, I need to look at that because I like a cave. I'm a cave girl.
Oh, well, you'll love the darkest.
Yeah.
The darkest
shade. And so it saves you money on your electricity, but it'll also give you a rebate on it. So it's worth going down there and seeing. And solar power is, for a long time, it wasn't worth the cost here in Redding. But as soon as you step out of Redding and you have PG&E, it's well worth it because to save money on your electricity. I'm not sure if our rates have gone up enough yet to make it palatable, but you've got 6 or 7 solar companies down there.
Yeah, and we're really excited to be a part of that. Our family has our other business, Tor Industries, at torindustries.com, where we do a lot of the solar flashings for a lot of the companies in the area, and that's really exciting. So let's take a break. If you want to head down to the REU Energy Fair, it's today, and they're going to go till about 12:30. It's going on right now at the Market Street Promenade. Formerly the downtown mall. So come on back. This is a Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria. Come on back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Are you a veteran having trouble paying your rent or utilities, or unable to find suitable housing, or had an unexpected bill that made paying rent or utilities difficult? If so, Redding Veterans Resource Center can help. If you meet the income criteria as an eligible veteran, we can help get your life back on track. For the last 3 years, the Veterans Resource Center has been helping veterans locate and secure permanent housing or stabilize their current housing. Call us at 223-3211. We look forward to serving those who've served.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and out of no show, we have a show, and I'm so excited about that today because, you know, Dr. Maria was a little unprepared, but look at who we have here, Carl Bott, Ruth Angel helping me out today, and what are some of the – there was one event going on today that I wanted you to highlight, the Korean veterans.
Yeah, the Korean War veterans barbecue, and it's a celebration. For them, it's down at the Anderson VFW in Anderson, and they honor the Korean War veterans there. We have a very strong Korean families here, strong group of Korean families. And the after the celebration, then you have a buffet there that is just a Korean food
to live
and American
for.
Food, but it is just fabulous.
So you can go from bratwurst to Korean food.
That is
awesome. So you can do that. And so you've got, and of course, Sundial, the bridge thing is still going on. We're going to hit that tonight. And that last thing is that sex trafficking.
Yes, tonight.
Tonight, sex trafficking talk or presentation at the David Marr Theater. They're in Oshasta High, goes from 7 to 9 p.m.
That's so scary.
Sex trafficking in Redding. Mm-hmm. And it is here. It has reached here. And
I mean, it's because of the Highway 5, right? Corridor and the easy access of that.
Anna Mosley, who is here on the show. Anna and Matt were on the show here. And it's more than that.
Really?
They're bringing people in. And, in fact, Chief Rob Paletti says, you know, prostitution is increasing here in Reading. And when people say, well, why? And he goes, well, there's a market for it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's old school. Yeah, it's easy.
And that's
yeah.
those girls that they found here from Sacramento, the 16-year-old who was in this. But what they talk about is girls that are they're – how can I say it? They're groomed by guys. Who end up, you know, are buying them things, or young girls, and are buying them things.
Well, they start off vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
So they pick the
older
targets.
Yeah, older guys, and they're buying them stuff, and the kids may not be happy at home, and then mm-hmm. and then the next thing you know, they're after a series of events, they're turning them out.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to do, but the boyfriend can tell you what to do and beat you up on top of it.
Right. Take your money,
yeah,
take your ID.
Where's the difference?
And all that. So, but you're also right. We're on the drug route mm-hmm. from Mexico to Canada.
Right.
And we can go east and west too from here. So they, you know, this is a place, you know, Reading, where it doesn't have maybe a huge problem right now. We're on the onset of many things that are happening in Reading.
Well, it was Linda that was also saying that when she went to go use the restroom at a gas station, there was a van
yeah.
parked
yeah.
next to the bathroom for outside.
We had a guy
scared
in.
The heck out of me. Yeah. I'm like I'm thinking of my grandkids and my kids. And,
well, this is where you need to be aware. We had just had a show with a guy that talked about how to protect yourself in these instances, and we're coming back from Sacramento, somewhere around Corning. We stopped to get gas, and she says, I'm going into just the bathroom, into a little convenience store there. So I'm pumping gas, and I, you know how you just kind of turn around, you're not really paying attention. Well, when I turned around and was looking out toward the road, Linda came out because there was no bathroom in there. It was in the back.
Oh, gosh.
She walks around the corner through this, you know, under the overhang there mm-hmm. and around, and she looks, and there's a van parked there. Next to the restroom.
Yeah. I hope she turned around and walked back.
She noticed it. She turned, and then I turned around. I saw her coming from a different direction. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's going on here? And she told me, so I
but
was
your
aware
kids,
of it.
Even teenagers would not know
but,
to turn around.
But that's street
just
smarts.
Think about a
that's
yeah,
being aware. Mm-hmm.
Listen to your hair
yes.
on your arms
yes.
comes up. Listen to yourself. You're here because of a reason. If something doesn't look right, turn around mm-hmm. and go back.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around and leave because... like you're saying, a 17 or 18-year-old was just driving in by themselves. They walked back there. They could have grabbed
yeah.
her, thrown her into the van, and driven off. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't know them, but they were going north or south. Could have taken the next exit.
Exactly.
And you've got a 16 or 17-year-old gone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the parents totally unaware for 10 or 15 minutes just doing the quick search.
And the parents don't know. And yeah. if they were by themselves, say they were just a local kid driving down, getting gas on their way to school, or
yeah.
gone. And they yeah. would, you'd never, they'd find the car, but that'd be it.
And, you know, not even gas stations, not even the rest stops, you know, be careful at those.
Stops.
Don't, yeah. not
I would
safe.
Never, I would never tell a single girl
woman,
to go to
girl,
a woman
yeah.
to go to a rest stop at night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would take my grandson
at night
down
during
to Disneyland
the day
or
yeah.
something like that. I made him go in the women's bathroom. And I said, they got stalls in there. That's where you're going. I don't care if you don't like it.
I don't care if you're 18 years old.
Hold it.
But the point is, he was looking over the stalls into the other ones. He's that tall, though. Luke, come on.
I'm sure he was itty bitty.
10, 11. He was not happy.
Oh, well, because he's a man.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen on my watch, you know.
Oh, I get that. I'm paranoid about it, too.
That's what you are with the grandkids. It's like, no, you're attached. You grab a hold of my
yep,
belt loop. You are
right.
not.
Oh,
Grandpa.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
I'm a paranoid auntie myself. But any more about millennials that you want to talk
well,
about?
Well, you know, the thing of it is that when we get into the real estate side of it, mm-hmm. that the millennials, when we talk about commercial and the malls, we're moving away. There's a big flight from malls. And you go to places like in L.A. that are, I think that Grove is a shopping center. They're almost like Disneyland.
So it's like an open
outdoor
sort of. Yeah.
At Stanford, it's all outdoor, mm-hmm. and it's just, you know, going outside in the weather and just being shopping. And
bye,
in
Carl.
That,
thank you.
Bye, Carl. But it's,
you know, it kind of makes your day when you're surrounded by beautiful women.
Thank
you know?
You so
I can go home now and see Linda, and she goes, where you been? I've been surrounded by
girls.
Beautiful women with the girls. You know,
you get to go home to a beautiful lady.
Oh, and by the way, Monday, we have the head of the Democratic Party up here in Northern California is going to be on the show.
Very good.
So Interessante. Wow.
It's going to be, we're going to talk about
Democrats
in Northern California.
They are a rare beast.
Well, they are. And the fact is that we're complaining that we're not represented. I wonder how they feel.
So
true. Yeah. Never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But getting back to the real estate, so the malls are they have to offer something to the millennials.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Regarding home buildings, and I know we're getting short on time, but home buildings, millennials are moving out of they're moving into urban areas, and mm-hmm. they really want the ease of to be able to walk to work or ride their bike. They like the small, the compact, you know, they have these small compact homes now.
Those homes are beautiful. I've seen
them.
They
are, and they're modules, and they have this very efficient use of desk space, bed space, and some of them in San Francisco, the one that I'm thinking of, is you have a 200-square-foot place to live in. Mm-hmm. So they have to be very smart about where the bed is and pull out, and the closet and the bathroom and the kitchen. So they're very kind of interesting places, but these kids love that. It's like their bedroom.
Everything's We feel like it's such a difference from our generations, but really it's not. It's people that are living lives. They're working with what they have, and they don't know any different, right?
That's right.
They don't know what we had, what you had in generations.
Well, parents had pools. Yeah. Your bedroom is, you know, maybe 600 square feet or, you know, they're huge. Yeah. You had your own closet, your own bathroom off of your bedroom, and now they're much more compact, and they're much more satisfied with living in a place that they have all their stuff, and they don't need cable, and they don't need the big TVs and the dining rooms. And that's what we're finding the trend too, is moving away
from
dining room areas.
That is nuts to me, because I'm all about thinking in abundance, and I don't think they're not doing that. I think that they are just working with what they have.
Working with what they have.
Yeah. And if they like that, hey, more power to them. I don't.
No, me either. The bigger,
like,
the better.
I'm big. Yeah. I love big. I like spacey. I like roomy. And I like living and thinking in abundance. The water is always going to be there. The gas is always going to be there.
They get all that from the outside. Mm-hmm. They can go to places very quickly. And feel that serenity and solitude outside of their homes, which is, it's for us, we want it. That's our sanctuary. Our home is our sanctuary. But for them, just being in a place where they can do all this stuff easily and transition to metros and things like that very easily, that's what is making them happy.
Yeah. So. Well, what's making me happy today, Miss Ruth Angel, is the fact that you came on and hung out with me.
Well,
I want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you
inviting
me. I was just standing out there. Come on in. And my husband is actually, you know, he's been putting this off for probably a good year now of going to a chiropractor, and he's just getting a little back pain. I said, you need to go get adjusted.
He's always invited to come in. We'll check him out and see what's going on. If we can help him, great. If we can't, we'll send him to someone that we can.
Well,
can
I know you can help him, because he just needs a tweak.
He needs a tweak. I'll give his tweak a tweak. Anyway, if you're listening, husband of Ruth,
Al,
hey, come on by, buddy. We will help you out as best we can. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and we had so much fun today. I do want to remind you to stop at NorCal Carpet Broker today. The address is 2035 North Street, and their website is norcalcarpetbroker.com. And they are friends of mine, Brian and Austin Nickens. So proud of you guys for starting your next business venture together. I know you will be successful, because you're successful at everything you do. We're fellow CrossFitters, and they're amazing athletes as well. 2 minutes. Okay.
And you got the REU fair, and then
there's
so much going on. And you're right. So when people say that there's nothing to do, oh my gosh, just drive downtown. There's always something to do.
Stop and get, I mean, and there's even like free food out there in places.
Oh, yeah, you could eat for a week, right?
Have you guys ever been to the roller derby?
That's fun.
No,
I have been.
But I did.
That's Ruth, you have to do that sometime.
I haven't been, but it's in Red Bluff, and I'm thinking about going. There's just so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to.
Yeah, what do I do?
Roller derby was big when I was a kid. You had
it's back, sister, and these chicks are rough and tough, and they want to win.
Better than CrossFit, huh?
Well, it's, some of them are CrossFitters, I'm sure.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, I knew when we were kids, it was quite the, they were quite, that's Kurt. That's the good, bad, and the ugly.
You know what I actually like? I like all their names. The names of all the girls that, they're kind of fun and risque and just, you know, different. But, hey, it's all adult fun and actually family fun, too. So much going on today. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and you are listening to Dr. Maria Salas today. We will have Josie Salas-Tynan back next time. And I want to thank Ruth Angel again for coming on. Thanks, lady. And you guys have an awesome weekend. Thank you, Savannah.
Stood their ground. Tommy and Gina knelt back down. Tomorrow's getting hotter, make no mistake. Lucky even
with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There was a peaceful protest today by hundreds of Afghans demonstrating against alleged fraud in last week's presidential runoff. Senior UN official Nicholas Haysom says it should be a few days before the real election results are known.
We understand that the announcement of the partial preliminary results will be withheld today and for the next few days.
The protest brought out the riot. Police today, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah claims that the voting was rigged against him last weekend. Newly elected House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pledging a unified Republican Party.
One day after winning election as leader to replace Eric Cantor, McCarthy addressed a conference of evangelical Christians and social conservatives. He described his small-town upbringing and emphasized his religious values and reliance on family. McCarthy mostly steered clear of policy, but he acknowledged frustration with a fractured Republican caucus in the House and promised